We're in a new work era, a constantly shifting era, in fact.
True, and as much as we'd love to be able to set it and forget it, when it comes to expectations and policies, it's impossible.
So impossible. So let's dive into setting expectations for employees in today's world.
The Speakeasy Podcast, real talk about leadership and sanity in the creative industry. I'm Karen Steffel.
And I'm Jen Estel. Managing creativity in business, we probably have an opinion on that.
No prohibitions.
Clearly, we have cocktails.
What are we drinking, Karen?
It's funny, Jen. It's called the Ramble.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What's in it?
We're so good at rambling. Gin, lemon juice, simple syrup, and 3 raspberries. This is so easy.
So easy.
And so delicious.
It's super simple, and it just, you can put it in like a tall iced tea glass and...
Yeah, you just put it in a shaker, kind of beat up those berries and call it a day.
Call it a day.
Man.
It's fiber.
It's fruit. It's delicious. Okay, so here's the deal. Expectations, I hate to say the C word, but expectations are different than they were in the pre-COVID era, specifically when it comes to your workplace. So... we had decades of slowly growing mores and expectations and behaviors in the workplace that we knew were just the thing, and that all broke. And I don't think we're back. We will never go back to the before. I do not think we have finished building the new. And so it's weird. Expectations are just different now.
Yeah. And I hate to use like a religious comparison, but we're kind of in purgatory.
We are kind of in purgatory. It's weird. Oh, yeah. And so it's, you know, everything changes just a little bit and a little bit more. And I suppose with a shift in our culture that was so deep and broad, it's going to take years to find an equilibrium. But our culture and our collective attention span thinks it should happen overnight. So I find myself constantly asking, what's normal? What should I expect? What is healthy for a business and for an employee relationship? I'm asking myself that all the time.
That's fair.
I'm not alone, right?
You're not.
Okay.
You're not. So here's what I would like to compare it to. You wisely used a metaphor years ago, many episodes ago, about surfing and like your little tiny micro adjustments and your little, you know, like... how are we coming into shore, right?
Right, right.
And if you make a big adjustment, you might crash hard. If you make a micro adjustment, you might be good. So here's my example here. It's like the tide, right? There are times where the tide comes in, it flows in, you feel like you know what the equilibrium is, and then the tide goes out again, right? We haven't quite found our lake.
Right.
Right. We haven't found
smooth,
our constant.
Calm water. It's gone.
We haven't. We're still at the behest. Is that the right word?
Perhaps.
We are at the whim of the tidal waves, and we just haven't gotten there yet.
No, we haven't. And it's big things and it's tiny things, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, of course, like, who's working from home and how does that work? And is it okay that some staff work from home and some staff work in the office? So there's those kinds of questions, but it's also the tiny things. So for example, if you're working from home, does it matter if you're working 9 to 5 or can your hours be entirely distributed and different companies see it different ways and whether you're having real-time conversations or not? What's the expectation? What's the norm? It's as simple as, like, in my office, the expectation is when you are on a Zoom, your camera is on and you are on time. And that's just our culture in our office. And we have people whom we Zoom with and their cameras aren't on and they're 5 minutes late to the Zoom and you're wondering if they're going to show. And that's, I guess, their office's culture. What is the expectation and what is normal?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I haven't had to set an expectation yet for our team because cameras are on, we are on time.
Well, right. And I didn't have to set that expectation. It just was.
Yeah. But it's interesting that you say that. Ooh, here's a fun one. I find that when we Zoom with folks, they are more on time and their cameras are on. And when we get client invitations from teams, more cameras are off and people arrive late.
Interesting.
How do you feel? Is that a thing?
That could be a thing. Mm. Right. And then you drill down on that. Teams is a more corporate culture tool, whereas Zoom is a little bit more of an entrepreneurial tool.
Sure.
So is that culture different in big organizations versus small?
Could be.
But what's the expectation?
Well,
what's the norm?
Well, so, you know, we're talking about expectations, but also policies.
Right.
Rules. And so when you're talking about cross-platform conversations, we don't know what a corporate rule is. So when people show up not using their, you know, their, in fact, just yesterday I had a meeting at 8 a.m. and only one person on the Teams didn't have their camera on. And it was like, hope you're okay. And she was like, oh, I just don't ever have my hair dry before 9.
Interesting.
And then she was like, I'll show you. She turned her camera on, showed her messy wet hair, turned it off.
And okay, so here's one of those interesting moments. In the before, she would have been at work.
Yeah.
With her hair either how it was or dry.
Or who cares? But like she would have been at work.
Right.
And so she would have just been in person.
Right. And so now we're living in a situation where maybe the expectation isn't that you've put on clothes before your work day. And maybe the expectation isn't that you are presentable to a client by 9 in the morning. Where it used to be that the expectation was you were presentable to a client by 9 in the morning.
Yeah. And for sure, I have gotten more relaxed. There's no question. I have leaned into the casual corner. And when I'm at committee meetings or board meetings after 5, it may be that I'll say, I have my earbuds in, but I'm also running to soccer because that's how life works. And I will be parked in 10 minutes or whatever that is.
Right.
But I don't do a lot of that during the workday.
But then that brings up
expectations
after. Yeah. Like, so now that we can Zoom at any time, is the expectation that you're going to Zoom in at 5:30 now normal? So, and we're hyper-focusing on Zoom and remote work, but I think the larger point is expectations are very different and it's not clear. There's not one cultural norm anymore, so to speak. And even within a workplace, I think finding that norm is very difficult. It's probably easier in a big corporate environment where there's a whole HR team that is setting a policy. So back to your question about policies, rules, expectations. But in a smaller environment like ours, who knows where we're landing right now?
Yeah, I think if you use corporate culture as a measuring stick, I think we've got at least 3 generations in the workplace, if not 4, right?
Right.
And so just considering how different all those generations are, and a large corporation would say, let's do some training on how different you all are, right? But like a small org doesn't have the capacity to do so.
No.
But I think it's really, really valuable. And so I feel like understanding beyond policies, understanding people's expectations about how your day-to-day operations work viscerally, right? Now, I'm not talking about the policy manual. Viscerally, how does somebody show up at, well, work starts at 9, so I'm going to be there at 8:30, or work starts at 9, so I'm going to be there at 9:20. Like, how does that work?
Right. And this tension probably isn't new, but does the 8:30 person take on more burden because they're just by nature someone who wants to be early and they're picking up the slack for the 9:20 person? So what's the expectation for balance there?
Right. Or let's just say in an organization like yours or mine, when you are beholden or an attorney's office or anybody else who's beholden to the billable hour, if you're only able to bill from 9, like let's just say, okay, you bill from 9 to 5 with a 1-hour lunch, that's the expectation, and you're not even there until 9:20.
Math.
Math. And so, and it's not the one person, it's the all the people you expand that by 4 or 12 or 40 people, right. The capacity for billing goes down.
Math. And then there are these other little strange wraparound things that I find that we struggle with sometimes. So for example, I'm very thankful that when we do an offer to a new employee, we have a bullet that pretty much says, and anything else we deem needs to be done for the good of the studio. It's a very vague bullet, but it was like, something might come up. It's outside of your job description. But since we're all a team trying to make this place run, it's your responsibility.
I will jump in really quick to give an example. Let's say you guys are hosting an event for Ad Club.
Sure.
Right? And you guys are going to have 40 people show up and show up and like observe something or participate in something. And stuff needs to get picked up. Stuff needs, you're going to do a tour.
Or organized or what have you. Yeah.
Yeah. Or everybody's going to be like, make sure your desks are good, but nobody's there.
Right.
It happens on a day where nobody's been there for 4 days.
Right. And we have, I have a colleague who just had this problem of, she had a staffer actually say, that's not part of my job description. I'm not going to do it. But it was within the 40 hours for which they were paid to be working. So then the question is, are you expected to do the things this company needs from you within your 40 hours? Or are you expected to do just your job description, even if that leaves you with extra capacity during your 40 hours? It was a really crazy, I was like, it's wait, really, she said what?
It's a really great question. And I definitely see that at our place too.
Sure. We all see it.
So for example, if it would be really helpful to rally together to clean up the studio, or, hey, could you inventory this thing? Like, those are all things that are like, if you have capacity and have a couple hours and you are here and you could go like, hey, I've got a free morning or a free afternoon. And I would say, oh, gosh, you could take this thing. Awesome. But because nobody's here.
Right.
That's harder to ask for.
Right. So these things are so interesting. And again, we're not, nothing is good, bad, right, or wrong.
Correct.
It's just that
so different.
It's so different, and we're in the middle of figuring it out.
Mm-hmm.
And every organization is at a different point of figuring it out. And it makes it difficult if you're in leadership or if you're in HR, for
example. Because these are not policy or rule
right
situations. Because especially when you're a small business, so much of what gets done is like, hey, could you put out the charcuterie board because we've got a client coming, or we've got a presentation, or hey, could you grab the waters? So much is that like
weird wraparound stuff.
Yeah. It's not policy or procedure. It's just like, oh, good, you're here. Could you grab? Or hey, whatever.
And then there's this place where, well, we talked about this a little bit actually in our office a little while ago that I have to work on this all the time. I know what Gen Xers' behavior is like. I know what a different generation's behavior is like, et cetera.
Fair.
And so different generations, people who have come into the workforce in different eras, have different expectations and about what's normal, what's not normal. And as an organization, you're constantly trying to decide what of those things are valid and what of them are not valid, and which parts are, this is how this business runs and we just need to do it this way, versus, this is how employees run and how we should do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the cultural discourse on this is a little bit painted with one big fat brush, where everything is somewhat nuanced. I think sometimes you're seeing news out there that's too broad to accommodate different types of organizations, different setups. And I just struggle with what should be the expectations until you come up with an expectation that is clear and you turn it into a policy and write it down.
Right. Right. And okay, let's just take it out of policy standards. So let's just say in my industry, we sometimes we work 10, 14 hours right?
Help. You can't
to
help.
to do filming,
right?
Like that's just how it is. And so we work really hard to build in things like meal breaks or reset breaks. And then it's like I work really hard to make sure there's things like water and like the basics, the water,
the creature comforts that need to happen,
protein and whatever
happens,
access
to bathrooms,
right? And I always say things in emails like, or Lily says things in emails like, you know, a fed crew is a happy crew. You keep putting calories in somebody and they're going to be able to keep going. So I think the same has to be true for people who are not on their feet for 14 hours. And I think we have to normalize kind of that, again, not the high tide or the low tide, but that equilibrium of what matters the most. I'll give you another example. I was on a shoot recently where one of our crew members was observing Ramadan, right? And it was a night shoot. And so people were eating dinner before that person was able to eat dinner.
Right.
And so we brought dinner with us. And when the Ramadan app flipped over and we knew that person was good to eat dinner, we gave that person space to eat in their car to make sure they were nourished because they had not eaten since in 24 hours.
Right.
Right. So it's kind of like new norms, honoring what people need, and then finding the equilibrium. Yeah?
Yeah, it is. And I think, I guess, new norms, honoring what people need, finding the equilibrium, it's never done.
No.
And I think that's the part that I've just realized in some ways. You can't say, oh, we're past X and we are in this kind of behavior. We will organize our policies as such, because your expectations sometimes lag your policies, or your policies haven't considered what someone's expectations might be. And it's a very muddy place. And I find that being, as a business owner, something that I'm spending almost an inordinate amount of time trying to balance people's expectations, both leadership expectations and expectations of our clients and all of those things.
Let me ask you this question. How do you feel? Like, because as business owners, I feel like we are beholden to be sensitive, sure, and open to our employees' needs and expectations. I'm more happy here. I feel better, whatever. Like, these are my sensitivities. How much do you think our employees are beholden to understand ours?
That's a really great question. And I don't know if I think it's hard for me to actually answer that as an employer. I want to answer that as a mom, because fair, as I hear you talking about it, I think I'm trying to build my kids to understand sometimes things are hard and sometimes you have to do things that you don't want to.
Yeah.
But there's a benefit to that in the end. And sometimes you have to compromise.
Yeah. The pain point is a growth point.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I look at it somewhat through that lens. And of course, I look at it through the entrepreneurial lens. And we've talked about it a million times. As entrepreneurs, you do ridiculous amounts of things that you would never ask someone else to do.
Yep.
I gave a proposal. I had a meeting giving a proposal to a potential new client 8 days after I had my baby. I was barely able to walk straight, and my husband was in the car with the baby waiting for me to get back immediately so I could nurse. I would never in a million years ask an employee to do that thing.
But, and would you do it today?
Yep, sure would. Because I'm built that way.
That's so fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, so then there's that part where you're like, I would take almost any difficult assignment, but I wouldn't ask others to do it because I think that might be outside of normal expectation.
But that's also the risk of being an entrepreneur.
For sure.
You take on the risk. You play a big game. You put in a bunch of risk. You put in a bunch of effort.
True. But you also want people to put in their effort. And I'm not saying people don't put in their effort. But it's such a, it's so hard for me to come up with the right answer of, And I'm not talking about working hard by any stretch of the imagination. What I'm talking about is understanding the expectations of other people and ensuring that everybody's expectations are met in an orderly and equitable way. Seems harder than it did 10 years ago.
Well
said. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't have an answer. This is just a muddled episode of what do we do, folks?
Oh, no, I think it's a really great discussion. And I hope we can hear from folks saying this is where they're feeling, especially from folks on the other side of the equation, right?
Right.
Saying, oh, I only wish my employer would do this. I only wish my employer would have these conversations, or I only wish I would be seen from this point of view.
It's something. I'll tell you what. The long and short of it is, culturally, I think we're in a moment where norms, cultural norms, business norms were tossed out the window. We're in the middle of building new ones. And we don't yet know all of the right answers.
Yeah.
But we have to exist and proceed as if we have reasonable answers.
Yeah.
Maybe. And if anybody out there has the great answers,
reach out.
Let us know.
Let us know. Holy smokes.
Hey, you know what? This cocktail is called the Ramble.
Shocking.
Thanks for the ramble, Karen.
Thank you, Jen.